This is St. Louis Public Radio. Earlier this summer, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency proposed the first-ever rules to cut carbon dioxide emissions from existing power plants. Under the new limits, Missouri would need to reduce its emissions by about 21% over the next 15 years. St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra spoke with EPA Regional Administrator Carl Brooks about the plan, which Brooks says is designed to give states maximum flexibility.
A state like Missouri can go in several different directions here. There are options that involve use of state rules already in place for energy conservation. There are encouragements for the state to rely more on lower carbon sources. And so, as with every state in the country, the Clean Power Plan recognizes that each state has a different power mix, and each state will be able to attain its goal in different ways.
The EPA has been taking comments on the proposal, and you just actually extended that comment period to December 1st. Without asking you to predict the future, what kinds of changes could happen based on comments? For example, would EPA consider changing the actual carbon dioxide cap for Missouri or other states?
We have sure heard a lot about the Clean Power Plan. I think there have been over 700,000 comments the agency has received just since the plan was announced early this summer. The comments have touched really on everything from the time horizon for meeting the goals to the different calculations that went into setting every state's goal. So I'm not going to try to prognosticate the future, but I do expect that the agency is very serious about hearing a lot of different ideas.
EPA has until June 2015 to respond to comments and to finalize the rule. And then after that, states have a year, so until the end of June 2016, to submit their plans for complying with the federal carbon dioxide reduction targets. But they can get extensions. They can get a one-year or even a two-year extension. Can you explain what conditions states have to meet to get those extensions?
They generally need to show that they're working with other states. A state like Missouri, which has a pretty substantial commitment to coal, is right next door to a state like Iowa, which leads the nation in wind production energy. So if a state shows that it is engaged in negotiating an arrangement that benefits both states, that's one of the conditions for the agency to grant an extension, and probably one of the most important.
And I think that's for the two-year extension. If you're working on a multi-state plan, what's the condition for a one-year extension?
The primary test that a state has to meet is that it's showing that it's making substantial progress, that there may be technical considerations there, but just a really substantial commitment to good faith progress.
Yeah, so in fact, in Missouri, Governor Jane Nixon has already directed the State Department of Economic Development to develop a state energy plan, in fact, by the end of May 2015. But really, with all these possible extensions, and no doubt there will be lawsuits filed once the EPA finalizes the rule, I mean, it could actually be years before states have to do anything about carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. Isn't that true?
The goal is to have reductions in place and taking effect by 2016, and we should see those reductions showing up before the next decade is beginning, which isn't so far off. The cost of doing nothing about climate change is far greater than any cost that this nation might deal with in making these kinds of changes. It's essential to manage climate risks. It's essential to support local communities that are already being stressed by really unpredictable weather events, including both big and small communities here in the heartland. It's also essential to keep this nation at the competitive forefront around the world. A low carbon economy is going to be a strong predictor of world success ahead, and this gets us onto that path and keeps us on that path.